Well, obviously, the statewide storm has impacted Jefferson City, really the whole state, but the Missouri Senate is off this week. They, when I say off, they've had to take it off because the weather and the roads are so bad. The House may or may not take the rest of the week off. We'll see. But one of the things we're going to look at right now, folks, is we've got another snowstorm, winter storm, if you will, heading for Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about some of the projections is National Weather Service Springfield meteorologist Kyle Perez. Kyle, as I look at the map, it seems to me that of the entire state, the Ozarks will get the heaviest snow. Looks like primarily the heaviest snow will be along the Missouri-Arkansas border.
Yeah, that is correct. It would look like we're going to see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches across portions of central Missouri. And points further north of that, when you get into further central and northern Missouri, your amounts will really taper off to less than an inch. With the main track of the system tracking along the Missouri and Arkansas border, where you can see the higher accumulations potentially of 3 to 5 inches and maybe even 6 as you get into northern Arkansas.
As we look at I-44, that corridor, let's just say from Joplin all the way up to Rolla, heavily traveled, a lot of trucks. Kyle, looking at this forecast, it doesn't look good, and we've already got a lot of snow there on the ground.
Yeah, that is correct. Many of our roads are still partly to mostly covered, especially the secondary roads that have not had a chance to been plowed yet or lay down salt. So with keeping that in mind, travel may be difficult as we get into the early morning hours of Wednesday as the snow overspreads the region tonight into tomorrow morning. So that can make for dangerous travel with additional snowfall along that 44 corridor approaching anywhere from 2 to 3 and isolated 4-inch amounts, especially down towards the Joplin region.
And final question for you, just looking at that Missouri-Arkansas border, Anderson, Branson, Gainesville, what are the towns that you're seeing on your map right now in snow projections? Because that looks like it's going to be the heaviest snow.
Yeah, right now we are forecasting anywhere from 4 to 5 inches right along the Missouri-Arkansas border, with 5 kind of probably being the high spot right now. The models have sort of turned it down in the moisture availability for this system. So with that, our amounts will be cut slightly. So generally around that 3 to 4 with some isolated 5 amounts along the border.
Gotcha. So that number's gone down a little bit since the last map. Not a lot, but 3 to 4 as opposed to 4 to 6.
Yeah, so it just really comes down to the moisture availability with this system. And it's not going to be as prolonged of a snowfall event as we saw recently this past weekend into the early week.
Gotcha. Makes perfect sense. And still 3 or 4 inches is quite a bit on top of what we already have. So I'm going to give you the final word, Kyle. I know you're very busy. Kyle Perez is a meteorologist there at NWS Springfield. Anything you'd like to add for our listeners, sir, feel free.
Yeah, we just encourage everybody to take proper precautions, whether you are out on the roads or even at home. The dangerous cold has really made for dangerous travel across the Ozarks region, and we encourage everybody to have an emergency kit that they carry in their car and as well as one at home, whether the power goes out or whether you're snowed in for a couple days. It really serves an importance to have that emergency kit in case of an emergency.